From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. They are a snapshot of the horror that unfolded at Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords' constituent meet and greet in Tucson this weekend. Now, with six victims dead and more than a dozen wounded, authorities are releasing 911 calls from the scene.
He went in, he just started firing, and then he ran.
Which way did he run?
He ran north past the Walgreens that's right next to the gateway.
Federal investigators say they do have evidence that 22-year-old Jared Loughner targeted Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, perhaps long before he allegedly shot her and 19 other people at a shopping mall yesterday. NPR's Martin Custy reports from Tucson.
Federal prosecutors have filed charges against the 22-year-old Loughner, saying his alleged attack was premeditated. In the charging documents, investigators say they opened a safe at Loughner's residence and found an envelope with the words, "I planned ahead" and "My assassination" written on it. They say they also found a 2007 letter from Representative Giffords thanking Jared Loughner for attending a Congress on Your Corner event similar to the one at which she was shot yesterday. Loughner is in custody and will appear before a judge tomorrow afternoon. Martin Costi, NPR News, Tucson.
In the wake of the shooting, there's been much discussion about political tone. The Pima County Sheriff this weekend called the tone of discourse in the last campaign cycle vitriolic. Today on CNN, the Senate's second-ranking Democratic leader decried political imagery, such as crosshairs over the districts of Tea Party opponents.
I don't think you could ever make that direct connection, but don't we have an obligation, those of us in public life and those who cover us, to say this is beyond the bounds? It may be constitutionally permissible, but it shouldn't be acceptable rhetoric.
Senator Dick Durbin speaking today on CNN. At age 9, Christina Taylor Green was the youngest of the six victims shot to death in Tucson yesterday as Congresswoman Giffords met with constituents. Ironically and tragically, this victim was born on 9/11/2001. According to the Washington Post, her father told the Arizona Daily Star she'd just been elected to the student council at her elementary school and was interested in politics. She had gone to the constituent gathering with a neighbor, hoping to meet the congresswoman. Snow, sleet, and freezing rain making roads hazardous in parts of the South. Hundreds of flights canceled in Atlanta.
It is rare. They don't get very many down in that area, maybe only once a year at the most. We do have a pretty cold pattern in place across the country.
A national weather meteorologist. This is NPR. Authorities in Tunisia say at least 8 people have been killed in the latest deadly clashes between security forces and demonstrators protesting high unemployment. NPR's Ophabia Quisdarkton reports the U.S. has expressed concern over the Tunisian government's handling of this crisis.
Demonstrations are rare in Tunisia, where there are tight controls to prevent dissent. But over recent weeks, a wave of protests has erupted over lack of jobs and freedom. The unrest began in mid-December after a 26-year-old unemployed graduate set fire to himself when the police confiscated fruit and vegetables he was selling without a permit to try to make ends meet. Mohamed Bouazizi died Tuesday. Protesters have fought battles with police. U.S. State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley appealed to the Tunisian government Friday to respect people's right to peaceful assembly. The disturbances have also been linked to frustrations with President Zine El Abidine Ben Ali and Tunisia's governing elite. Ophabia Quisdarkton, NPR News, Dakar.
On a tour of the United Arab Emirates, Oman, and Qatar, Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton is calling on Arab nations to step up enforcement of international penalties against Iran. Speaking with reporters, Secretary Clinton said that Iran's nuclear program is a serious concern, and the U.S. expects its allies to do everything within reason to help ensure sanctions are in place. Pentagon Chief Robert Gates expressing concern about China's defense capabilities. He is in Beijing for talks with Chinese leaders. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.
Support for NPR.